The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's version of Swing Shift. Tonight is request night. I've been saving those requests for a special occasion, and this is it. So stay tuned to the tunes you want to hear, including tunes from Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, June Krupa, and Ralph Sharon. So we'll have some fun. We're starting out this evening from a great 1939 broadcast of Glenn Miller and his orchestra, as suggested by the Texas Tornado Gale from a restaurant that I frequent in Wheat Ridge. And boy, this announcer, I wish I had this kind of script line to present every week. It's sure a lot of fun. Here is Glenn Miller at the Glen Island Casino.
Mid spotlights and celebrities, the Glen Island Casino opens its 1939 season. Let's listen to Glenn Miller's music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight there comes music from beside the waters of Long Island Sound. NBC's microphones are present at Glenn Miller's smart opening in the Glen Island Casino, mecca of music for moderns, just off the Shore Road at New Rochelle, New York. Now may we proffer our invitation to dance to the music of one of America's foremost swing trombonists and ace arrangers, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. I should like to have you meet the gentleman who pilots this here now band, Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Hugh. Good evening, everyone. May I say that it's a great pleasure to be back on the air again, and particularly from Glen Isle Casino, one of the most beautiful spots that we've ever had the pleasure of playing in. We'll not take up much more of the program with talking now. I'll turn it back to you, James, and he'll tell you about the next number.
Thanks a lot, Glenn, and may your stay be a long and extended one. At approximately 11:45 Eastern Daylight Standard Confusing Time, Glenn Miller provides mood music for early rising Londoners. Sunrise Serenade.
Now we're off with the little brown jug.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra from the spring of 1939 at the Glen Island Casino in New York, which is still there and still presenting big band sounds. So if you're ever out in the New York area, make sure to stop by the Glen Island Casino. We heard during that set, of course, Glenn's theme, Moonlight Serenade, followed by Sunrise Serenade and The Little Brown Jug. You know, back in the late 50s and early 60s, stereo was quite an invention. People were just fascinated by the new sound. And some of the engineering things they did in those days was a little bizarre, including from 1961, for the first time, the Count meets the Duke. Count Basie and his orchestra and Duke Ellington and his orchestra paired together. And the reason why I said it's a little strange is that from one channel, you could hear Duke Ellington's band, and from the other channel, probably the speaker across from the other one, you could hear Count Basie's orchestra. And together, you were supposed to hear the complete sound of stereophonic Duke Ellington and Count Basie swing. We're going to feature for Cam a set of three instrumentals from that session, commencing with Battle Royale.
Thank you.
two great big bands together, Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra and Count Basie and his orchestra. We started there with the Battle Royale, followed by the Duke Ellington signature tune, Take the A-Train, and then, of course, Jumpin' at the Woodside by Count Basie. It was interesting to hear that on phones because you could hear separate channels and the separate bands. So if you want some fun listening, go to our website, kgnu.org, and you can rehear whatever you like on After FM. This particular program will be posted tomorrow. So enjoy some sounds with your headphones on. Today was a beautiful day for this time of year, not exactly stock show weather, at 54 degrees here in Denver and Boulder. Tomorrow we'll have virtually identical temperatures with around 52 with a partly cloudy skies. Good day to get your LaSalle out for a spin on Saturday with once again 54 degrees. And Sunday is also great at 51. So it looks like most of the snow will be in the mountains and will avoid the Denver metro area until next Wednesday. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU. If you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, our Denver studio line is 303-825-0619. Next up, I had a request for Gene Krupa and his orchestra. This is from his post-war band in 1946, and we'll have most of a broadcast from January of that year. And I think you'll enjoy hearing some of the great tunes that Gene Krupa is known for. And the great vocalist Anita O'Day tags along. So let's listen now to the Gene Krupa Orchestra from the Palladium Ballroom in Los Angeles, January 8th, 1946.
CBS presents that ace drummer man, Gene Krupa. It's music by Gene Krupa and his orchestra for your listening and dancing pleasure. Music sent your way from the beautiful Hollywood Palladium, the dining, dancing, and entertainment center of the West in the heart of Hollywood, California. You'll hear lyrics by Anita O'Day and Buddy Stewart and the tenor saxophone of Charlie Ventura. Right now, instrumentally, the band plays for us Begin the Begin. Thank you. A program from here at the Palladium has gotten underway with Begin the Begin.
KGNU listeners love to garden, travel, explore culinary delights, and the great outdoors. And they're more likely to patronize businesses that support community radio. Sponsoring KGNU makes a powerful statement about your business by demonstrating your commitment to the community. For more information, contact Kenneth Flo, underwriting manager, at kenneth@kgnu.org or call 720-317-7230.
The Savoy, sung for us by Anita O'Day, and our friends A Change of Tempo, as Charlie Ventura and his tenor saxophone step to our CBS microphone and bring us I Surrender Dear.
Thank you.
seconds now, friends, to remind you that it's the music of Gene Krupa and his orchestra playing for you from the Hollywood Palladium, the dining, dancing, and entertainment center of the West. And our friends Buddy Stewart and Anita O'Day to sing That Feeling in the Moonlight.
Get that feeling in the moonlight, that wonderful feeling that you want to be kissed. You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above. You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night, that wonderful longing you can never resist? Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight, that feeling that says you want to be kissed?
Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? You're strolling through the park, stars so bright above. You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night? A wonderful longing you can't ever resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you want to be kissed.
Get that longing on a June night, that wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight, that feeling that says you wanna be kissed?
In the moonlight,
a moonlight kiss is so good.
And now, friends, we find that it's time for that great little group known as the Gene Krupa Jazz Trio. The trio consists of the tenor saxophone of Charlie Venturo, Teddy Napoleon at the piano, and at the drums, Gene Krupa. The trio plays the Limehouse Blues. Thank you. Charlie Ventura, Teddy Napoleon, and, of course, Gene Krupa and the Limehouse Blues. And our friends, Buddy Stewart, once again, to our Palladium microphone, and Buddy has chosen to sing for us this time, Just a Little Fond Affection.
Cheers me when I'm feeling blue. Just a little love, a little affection, dear, from you.
Just a Little Fond Affection, sung by Buddy Stewart. Now, friends, we're going off the air tonight with a tune that really jumps. As a matter of fact, it's a tune called Leave Us Leap.
Thank you.
friends, it's time to tell you that it's been music by Gene Krupa and his orchestra for your listening and dancing pleasure. Music sent your way from the Hollywood Palladium, the dining, dancing, and entertainment center of the West, in the heart of Hollywood, California. You've heard lyrics by Anita O'Day and Buddy Stewart, the tenor saxophone of Charlie Ventura. Bill Ewing speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From January 8th of 1946, from the Palladium Ballroom in L.A., which is also still out there, folks. If you ever have the chance to stop by the Palladium Ballroom, or if you want to see what the inside looks like, view the Blues Brothers movie. The final big performance by them is at the Palladium. What a place to play. Anyway, we listened to Gene Krupa's orchestra play Begin the Begin, Bolero at the Savoy, I Surrender Dear, That Feeling in the Moonlight, Limehouse Blues, Just a Little Fond Affection, and Leave Asleep. As we, I want to thank everyone who made a year-end contribution to this wonderful radio station. You make everything possible here, and we appreciate that contribution. Can't do it without you. So good luck and all the best in the new year. I also wanted to let you know that the new Master Sounds will be celebrating Cervantes Ballroom 15th anniversary, Thursday, January 11th of this year. At the ballroom, the new Master Sounds will be performing Thursday, once again, the 11th. From their inception nearly two decades ago, the new Master Sounds have wholeheartedly embraced the old-school label. Their sound is rooted in classic soul, jazz, boogaloo, and funk. What a combination. That's the new Master Sounds, January 11th at the Cervantes Ballroom on the KGNU Presents calendar. I had a wonderful relationship with a pianist by the name of Ralph Sharon, who for 40 years backed up singers like, 35 years with Tony Bennett, and about 4 years with other artists. And he was a consummate piano player and great to sing with. And he passed away a couple of years ago, but I got a request to hear one of his great ballads. So I thought I'd play something from the Harold Arlen songbook. Here's Ralph Sharon and his trio. The old folks who live on the hill. It's just past 10 o'clock here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned and listen, as I will, to my friend David and Jazz.